Hey, welcome back. It's Steve with Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, and this is episode 73, where I'm talking who you put on your team is important. That's right, it's a team building tip. I'm going to ask you to take a close look at your team and reflect. Do you know if you have hired the right people? I mean, for example, if you really look closely at your team, did you just hire more of you? You know, you like you, therefore you hired more of you. Well, on today's episode, I'm going to take a look at something that John Maxwell talks about, where he says there are really three types of people on a team when the game is on the line. Stay tuned. I think it'll set your brain on fire and make you take a little look at that team you've got. Enjoy.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, Steve here with another exciting episode of Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Today I'm doing team building tips, focusing on the idea of who you put on your team. When you get to put a team together, it is important that you think who gets to be on the team. Who are they? I mean, who are they as leaders? I'm not talking about so much, you know, what do they like to do on the weekends. I mean, who are they as leaders? And why are they driven to come join your team? Why are they even talking to you? Now, one of the things I need to caution you about is that when you're discovering and you're looking and you're trying to find the right people to put on your team, you need to avoid hiring people who are just like you. Leaders can often get stuck in this type of mindset. You like you, therefore you hire more of you. Oh my gosh, is that a bad move? Instead, look for leaders who are strong where you are weak. For example, I see myself as a visionary. I'm an idea person. You know, I take risks to try and help the idea come to fruition. I'm orange, if you know the colors. You know, I'm orange, and you know, orange, oftentimes we forget about the minor details, and we need people to help us keep those details in mind. And so I need I-dotters and T-crossers. I don't need more of me on my team. I need people who understand how to connect the dots and how to make sure that we check to make sure that we're doing all the things that we have to do along the way. These are those golds and greens, if you know, referring back to the colors, like I said, when I'm an orange. I also look for people who are hungry. They are driven. They want to learn and do more. They are completers. You know, they get things done. They are troubleshooters. Above all, they are the best team members because they help push the team to accomplish whatever that task and mission is. I want to go back to John Maxwell in his book, 17 Indisputable Laws of Teamwork. He says, a team needs a catalyst, and winning teams have players who make things happen. He goes on to talk about the idea as if it, you know, the team is involved in a game. And he says, when the game is on the line, there are really only three kinds of people on a team. And so I'm going to read from page 77 in his book, The 17 Indisputable Laws of Teamwork. Those three type of people. Number one, people who don't want the ball. John says, some people don't have the ability to come through for the team in high-pressure situations, and they know it. As a result, they don't want the responsibility of carrying the team to victory, and it shouldn't be given to them. They should be allowed to play in their areas of strength. According to John, the second type of person on that team are people who want the ball but shouldn't get it. A second group contains people who can't carry the team to victory. The problem is that they don't know that they can't. Often the cause is that these players' egos are greater than their talent. These people can be dangerous to a team. And finally, his third example are people who want the ball and should. The final group, which is by far the smallest, consists of people who want to be go-to players at crunch time and who can actually deliver. They are able to push, pull, or carry the team to new levels when the going gets tough. They are catalysts. Every team needs catalysts if it wants to have any hope of winning consistently. Amazing words of advice about team building from John Maxwell. And I got to tell you, stop and think. Look at the team that you currently have. Do you have any catalysts? Do you have those people on your team who you give the ball to help drive us across the finishing line? Think about it. Have you surrounded yourself with driven people, or have you surrounded yourself with people who aren't so much so that you look smarter than everybody? That's a no-no also. Who is on that team? If you have no catalyst, it may be time to look for a catalyst. No matter what, you've got to be careful about who you put on that team. And if you're going to make it cohesive, if you're going to make it task-driven, if you're going to make it focused on the vision and the mission, you got to have a team that comes together with all those different personalities and is driven to succeed. And according to John Maxwell, you've got to have a catalyst. Do you? Think about it. Food for thought. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the heart of Georgia Precinct.